it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Newsflash. Signals have been received from the planet Venus. These resemble sounds similar to those created by a musical instrument such as an organ. So perhaps there is life on Venus.
wild back in the jungle.
Right. Hound here, WFMU, East Orange, and today's guest DJ in the great freeform tradition is Il Bruch. It's his birthday present. Wait, what's going on with the remote mic here? Speak into that thing. It's not... Your mic is dead. Oh.
Am I here yet?
You're there now.
Ah.
So, Il Bruch, you want to tell...
Il Bruch's Dentist Office of the Air.
Want to tell everybody what that instrumental...
That was Les Paul literally playing with himself. You can see Les play with himself and some other guys and expound his rather unique and repulsive sense of humor just about any Monday at Fat Tuesdays. So go ahead. Before that was Weekend from Link Ray, also known as Skating Rink USA. The Tornadoes gave us Life on Venus, the strangely, like, not really well-thought-of follow-up to Telstar. Dick Dale, King of the Surf Guitar, or, I don't know, King of the Jews. You tell me. Get back to me by Easter. The Wedge, Underwater from the Frogmen. Oh, no, the Delmonis doing Black Elm Speaks. Then Underwater from the Frogmen. We're still going backwards, folks. Jungle Fever from the Playboys, and As a Judgment, my theme. So there we go.
Who did that?
Like some orchestra in Italy.
From the soundtrack of Once Upon a Time
in the West? I guess?
Well, that's what we got for you today. We got Il Bruch, guest DJ.
There you go, folks.
Meet the man who makes the wisecracks. So it's like I have the week off. I'm just jamming.
You can concentrate on the news and the humor.
Oh, yeah, right. And so this is what we're going to do. We're going to let Il Bruch spin the records, then we'll come back, we'll read the news. He's got the whole thing down, you know, he's got...
Got it on tape, complete with pause blips.
Right, we got the Il Bruch Hillbilly Hangover, the Il Bruch Vom set, which I know everybody's looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one.
We also have a Vibe Report, and Denois is here,
yeah.
Not near a mic. Sally's here.
Also not near a mic, but near a bunch of stands.
Andy. And, okay, let's just... This one is marked... I believe dumb, goofy teen.
This is stupid teenage beat. There may be a pause before it actually takes off, folks. So you can fill in the gap mentally.
Let's figure it out. We'll just wait. There it is.
Good luck, folks. Now we got some news we're gonna show you. So knock your dead when we come upside your head. You get ready? You say here we go. Yeah. All right. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Yeah. All right. Take this moment, you step on your head, and when it all says, all right.
to the core. Daddy, you can't say no more. He's the world's greatest sinner. If you've never a sinned before, then you know what I mean. If you see him walking around the floor, he's the meanest creature you ever seen. He's the world's greatest sinner.
Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop. He's got shaggy hair and a graveyard stare. Vampire blood spilled everywhere. That
Vargas, magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock.
Vargas, the magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Vargas, the magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Thank you. feel it. It's like this.
Play it like it is, Carl. Pick it up right there. Pick it up from the third.
Well, there's a dance spinning around like an awful disease. Holy, holy, holy. You just shake your shoulders and you wiggle your knees. Holy, holy, holy. There's a dance spinning around from coast to coast. Holy.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, Hound here. Ah,
Hound there.
And Il Bruch there, who's playing the discs today. That was Stupid Teen Beat.
Yeah, there it is.
And
I suppose you're going to want me to tell you what the hell that was, as if you didn't know.
I sure do.
Well, let's see. We began with the Primitives doing the Ostrich. It's conspicuously missing from the dance craze thing last week. Shamrock from the Royal Teens, another weird follow-up. Baby Ray and his Ferns with the Immortal World's Greatest Sinner.
So far we've had Lou Reed, Al Kooper, and Frank Zappa. That's
we've broken that's the Zappa band, folks. Records. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry I had to be the guy to do it, but it's a pretty neat song. Morgus the Magnificent. I guess that breaks the Dr. John band. No, we blew that one away years ago. Morgus and the Three Ghouls. I don't know which ghoul it was on Kazoo, but Money from the Kingsmen. The Beach Boys with Holly Gully from the Beach Boys Party Hardy
kind of
album.
A classic rock dumb teen beat set.
Kind of, yeah. You've seen through me once again, Mr. Howe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I...
Have we arrived at a point of much news?
Yeah, we can do some news.
Fun Zone news.
Den's working real hard over
Fun
there.
Fun Zone news.
Den
the
is
news.
Collating, folks. Where's the teletype thing?
Oh, it was so noisy and that I don't think it wasn't working out anyway.
Disco-peered.
Disco-peered.
Is this for me?
Am I supposed to start the news, or yeah, do you guys want to?
Yeah, you should go ahead. I don't like any of the stuff Dan has handed me so far.
All right. Let's get to the important stuff first.
The dog desk?
In this day of other people demanding democracy throughout the world, it seems that Granbury, Texas has banned the bunny hop. Or at least on the Granbury Queen riverboat for the fear that the bouncing swing number will capsize the dinner cruise ship. The 74-foot paddle wheeler began bouncing around wildly on Lake Granbury near Fort Worth last week. And owner Gary Miller left the pilot house and rushed toward the main deck. I couldn't figure it out until I looked downstairs and saw these people doing the bunny hop. I guess the band's not allowed to play Tallahassee Lassie either.
Yeah.
The boat band will still take requests, but the bunny hop is verboten.
So, folks, when you're down there in Tejas, do the bunny hop, go to jail. It's the law.
Den?
Hound?
That thing's still live, man. That's great.
It's great. Sally has one. Here we go. Sal? Okay.
This is another real important thing that happened.
You just
In North Lauderdale, Florida, Michelle Jones' crime of planting unauthorized marigolds has brought her a $50 fine and could result in summary execution by trimmer for the felonious flowers.
Summary execution? It's a capital crime.
Sounds serious. She plunked down $6 for the flowers, planted them around a ficus tree.
You're holding it because you're afraid I'm going to look down your shirt?
Oh, sorry. Well, she just thought it looked nice. I guess that's my answer,
radio
too.
Radio psycho.
R-rated.
But we all thought it looked nice,
but Andy
too.
Andy decided to take another view of it.
Well,
they said they're going to execute her or the marigolds.
Well, they're fining her $50 and
the marigolds and make her eat them?
Well, it says she failed to get permission from the homeowners association, and the lawyer David Black, he says he thinks people in the complex should live by their own rules. She just thought they would look nice.
Wow. Well, Florida, they have laws about a lot of things in Florida. I got another one here. Same place, Broward County, Florida.
I really hate this microphone.
A judge ruling will allow sheriffs to... you can sit here, since you're running the show today.
Nah, I don't want to have to operate the knobs. It's a union thing.
A judge ruling will allow sheriffs to arrest record shop owners for selling a rap album that allegedly contains obscenities.
It's those guys again, isn't it?
Right. Governor Bob Martinez last month made an unsuccessful effort to get state prosecutors to investigate the Miami rap group 2 Live Crew over the lyrics in As Nasty As They Want to Be. Broward Circuit Judge Mel Grossman on Friday ruled that there was probable cause to believe the record was obscene and therefore to ban its sale from Broward County. Fort Myers judge last month ordered the album pulled from the shelves in Lee County, which is on the Gulf Coast. Sales to juveniles would be punished as a felony, adult sales as a misdemeanor, said Broward County Sheriff Spokesman Al Gordon. At Q Records and Tapes in Boca Raton, sales are up because of the publicity
that means
the
mouth
album's getting.
Rat, folks.
Yeah. Brr. Brr.
Those guys, I mean, man. Trouble just seems to follow them everywhere.
First Amendment? No thanks.
Yeah, one just isn't a lucky number.
Well, there's really not that much to a renounce that I know of. I know Johnny Adams is at the Lone Star Mill tonight along with, who is it? It's Johnny Adams, Sam and Dave, Nappy Brown, and the guitar player Wayne Bennett is leading the band. He's a killer. He's great.
Who's he?
He played on a lot of Bobby Bland records. He toured with Ray Charles for a while, a couple of years back. That's when I saw him. He was really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's worth going to. You know of anything, Bruce?
Not offhand. Wasn't there that rumor of the Rolling Stones?
They'll be playing at Woody's unannounced tonight.
Yeah.
But you better. There's a line there already. You better get down there fast.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to say hi to the guy.
Tell him the hound sent you.
I don't know if they got the phone rig hooked up, but if they did, the guy who calls in and listens over the speakerphone.
Yeah, that's...
You got my vote, pal.
Yeah, there it is.
We'll buy you a beer sometime. What's up next, Bill Brooks?
I don't know. What do you feel like? Blues Hangover, maybe?
Oh,
seeing as how it's cued.
Yeah,
I
that sounds
it
good.
That's on the...
It's on the tape that said number one.
No, it's on. It says
intro plus blues. Il Bruch didn't want to bring out the records, so he...
I borrowed most of them anyway. Jesus, I didn't want to risk it.
So this is the Il Bruch Blues Hangover from a man who knows from his hangovers.
Yeah, but not from his blues.
Blues or blues?
Yeah, we'll be back.
Bruce.
Eventually.
Got me on the run, and honey, I can't tell you.
gonna do in that baby too? Break up your home when things go wrong.
That man don't love you. He told me so. But it makes me feel real nervous when I hear that whistle blow. I've got to ride. I've got to ride. Jersey City, I'm on my way. I want to thank you, pretty baby, for treating me so kind. Just want to do a little bit of looking for my own upper line. I've got to ride. I've got to ride. Woo-wee. Jersey City, I'm on my way. I'm going to call you from Georgia, drop your car from Tennessee. Fly through Mississippi, stop in old D.C. Here's my address, baby, you can put my number down. Whenever you need me, you know I can be found. I've got to ride. Woo! I've got to ride. Woo! Jersey City, I'm on my way. Oh, go ahead, boy, go ahead. I won't be gone for long. Don't you worry your little head. I won't do nothing wrong. They say the town is jumping and there's money to be found. That's my only reason, baby. I've got to put you down. I've got to ride. Woo! I've got to ride. Woo! Jersey City, I'm on my way.
Came about with that rhythm and blues style. That's all it is. That's all you can say.
Well, sir, to be honest with you, we just stumbled upon it. I mean,
we stumbled upon it. Well, you're mighty lucky, you know.
Know what it takes, you got it, baby. You are the only one I
jungle.
Oh, Hound here. WFMU, East Orange.
The easternmost part of the Orange.
And that's Il Bruce's Blues. I'm going to give you a hangover set.
Yeah, there it is, folks. I love the blues.
I have a headache.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Ding, 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 ding to you, too.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. I mean, from the back end, we had Scotty Moore and Jimmy Spruill in it. Guitar duel there, Elvis with It Rains, It Really Pours, and Jersey City from Bobby Long. Before that, Jerry McCain and Bell in My Heart. Actually, if you check the label on the collector's record thing. It says Bill in My Heart. You can choose the title you prefer. John Lee Hooker. You know, those Crown records, they don't really have credits on the back. It just, you know, like names of Western records you can buy and stuff. Doesn't say who the keyboard player was, but...
I think it was Bernie Bestman, the producer,
right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks to Billy Miller for that one. It Hurts Me So. Boy, does it. And we began with Jimmy Reed, Aw Shucks, Hush Your Mouth, and whatnot. Glad that's over with.
You know, Bruce, we'll be spinning records for another 2 hours, folks.
Yeah. More farm barnyard noises, the whole deal.
Get out the aspirin.
Oh, boy. Lots of... another Miss America Fuhrer.
What, more padding?
Nope.
What, they're electing her Miss America Fuhrer now?
Right.
Cool.
Oh. Sig Heil, bend over. Wichita, Kansas, one day after her successor was crowned, Miss USA 1989 complained that she hasn't received all her prizes, was required to work 12 hours a day during her reign, and was refused permission to visit her sick, ailing grandmother. Last year's winner, Gretchen Polmhus, said she considered quitting at one point and advised the new Miss USA to get legal help before she signs a contract. I told her to get an attorney. There's a lot of things in that contract that are not clear. She told the Wichita Eagle out in Kansas, that's a newspaper, in an interview published last Sunday that she was threatened to boycott this Friday's telecast of the pageant finals in Wichita unless they paid up the rest of the $5,000 worth of prizes. She was not allowed any sick leave even though she worked 12 hours a day, a schedule two or three times more demanding than promised by pageant officials. And she was not allowed to visit her ailing grandmother, who had three strokes down in Arlington, Texas.
Runner-up for Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, she... a spokesperson for the pageant, Sarah Meza, said that Miss Palmas would have received the rest of her prizes, $1,300 in wardrobe expense money, $3,000 worth of airline tickets, and some camera equipment, if she didn't open her mouth and... even without the new agreement that she's working on. They will be delivered in 2 weeks, and they didn't know her grandmother was that sick.
Well, I wonder if they made her get those breast paddings.
I don't know, but it's sort of... Yeah. They work them hard, huh?
Yeah, mule.
Still beats waitressing.
What else is in the news? What do you think of this sperm bank phallus?
Well, see, it's one of those sperm banks where obviously they do the filing not by genetic code, but by taste. And I think they're going to stop doing that from now on.
Yeah. Tastes great.
You think?
You know, what does a Con Ed guy look like?
Less
Come on,
filling.
She waited 3 years.
Yeah.
You know?
3 years, that's true. And this, the Cardinal Cook versus Ozzy. I don't know, I'd say a Mexican death match.
There it is, yeah. What do you call the thing with that? Mexican death match is the scarf and the knives.
Right.
Well, the Cardinal O'Connor can have a cross, and Ozzy can have like a pigeon.
Yeah, right.
Or a can of beer, probably.
A bat. Oh, there's another good one in here. Courtesy of our Cub reporter.
Cub reporter.
Brian.
Brian Redman, heir to the chewing tobacco fortune. I know you can do it, Hound.
Tattoo the Basset Hound went for an unplanned run when his owner shut... How did this thing get in the papers? I don't know. shut one end of his leash in a car door and took off for a drive with tattoos.
Stop the presses.
With tattoo on the leash, his other end is still outside. Took him for a drag, more like.
There it is.
Motorcycle officer Kerry Filbert was on patrol.
Followed the trail of clumps
of
hair.
This is in Tacoma, Washington. I think this driver was a former member of the Sonics, actually. Filbert passed the vehicle Wednesday evening when he saw the car. Was dragging a basset hound. The guy was doing like 25 miles an hour. Anyway, the guy wouldn't stop for the cop. He put up a chase.
And it was his dog.
Yeah, it was his own dog.
Well, he thought he heard the tires squealing, you know?
Oh, those little short legs are pumping, boy.
Tripping over his ears, you know?
I can't read any more of this story.
Droopy the Basset Hound.
Anyway, the car's occupants, a man and a woman, jumped out, and Filbert told them they were dragging it.
Tattoo you, babe.
They became distressed and began calling tattooed.
It's free form radio. We can laugh all we wanna.
I cracked myself up on that one. Sorry, folks.
Then what happened?
The 8-month-old dog appeared uninjured.
They weren't going back and scooping up little clumps of fur all the way back from the house.
They're gonna end up in the marathon next year.
Officer Filbert suggested that the couple take him to the animal clinic.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Well.
More news. We got another one here.
Maybe we should play a record. I don't know. Or a tape.
Oh, you got.
I don't know.
What are we doing next? We've done Goofy Teen Beat, Instrumental, and Blues Hangover. This is
ska.
This is, you know, that rock stuff.
More of that rock stuff? Okay, yeah. WFMU, East Orange.
It was a wild party, and I We were lucky to be alive. Yeah. Shooting and a fussing and a snatching and a scratching and all it's just a hopping at the same time. It was a wild, wild party and now I know we were lucky to be alive.
Dark night, there was someone
Wait,
I know. Look. Okay.
Started again.
Okay, here, this, you know. I never claimed to be a broadcast professional, just a friend of broadcast professionals.
Anyway.
I'm used to 8-tracks. What can I say, man? I think that's the only one that's like that, though.
Wah. Wah.
Tape that's completely screwed up. Dave's going to come in and smack me. Yeah.
All right. What it was? Bill Bruch is going to tell us what we heard. Because he is spinning the records
today.
Yeah.
So
now you know why they don't let Ed McMahon pick the guests.
There it is. Well, counting backwards, and I think we're going to be counting backwards in some other tense. Long Black Veil from Johnny Williams and his Jokers, a fragment of the Crawdad song from Red Moore, a piece of Jerry Lee Lewis doing Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. I don't know, it sounded better on the 8-track. Button Nose from Benny Joy, Hum Baby from Little Jerry, Eddie Cochran and a bunch of guys he didn't ordinarily play with, and Guybo, Wild Wild Party from Charlie Feathers, and Dale Hawkins asking the musical question, La Do Da Da.
Excellent.
Well, sort of.
El Bruch going for the big time rock block.
Yeah, your classic rock.
I think you're doing fine there, El Bruch.
Thanks, babe. Thanks.
Oh, man, a wife
of... I want to figure out which the pause button was.
The wife of a man on death row. See, that's why you got to bring the records. You screwed up, you do the live re-cue. The wife of a death row inmate wants a baby to carry on his name, sued the state of Nevada Wednesday to seek for... seeking to force prison officials to allow conjugal visits. Conjugal visits or artificial insemination. And they're not going for it.
Gee, what are they objecting to?
Tracy Petrocelli, 38, was sentenced. That's his name, is Tracy Petrocelli, 38, was sentenced to death in 1982.
Her name's Ed?
For the fatal shooting of a Reno car dealer while on a test drive.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess he didn't like the way it handled.
It'd be a shame if there was no one to carry on that particular family business, you know?
She says she wants to have the baby the way God says to have it.
With a turkey baster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, lady. These things get mixed up sometimes, I hear.
At his trial, Petrocelli said the car dealer was accidentally killed during a struggle as they argued over the car's price.
Now, that man's line has to be continued.
Yeah, well...
What else?
Know where she can get a mulatto, baby.
Yeah.
Cheap, yeah. Slightly used.
3-year-old.
What do you think of this, Dan? What do you think of this cab driver, the New York's worst cab driver?
You're New York's worst ex-cab driver.
Yeah.
Well, he did the righteous thing. He turned in his hack license, you know.
Yeah, well,
They're gonna nail him to the wall.
I'm sure.
The day before he gave it all up. Mm. He's right. It's not worth it. You know, the only way to make money is to cheat and kick people out of your cab. And
he did some amazing things, though.
Ripping off Orientals, I think, was his specialty.
Yeah, they've been calling him a hack rat. $15 to go between terminals at Kennedy Airport.
Yeah.
Throwing people out of his cab.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Dayton, Ohio. Sal, you want to do a possum story while we're waiting for the vibe?
Oh, yeah, you know I love those animal stories. See, and Dayton, too. Oh, an opossum with a punky orange hairdo has museum officials stumped. Orange opossums are unheard of. We're sure she hasn't been dyed or anything like that, said Holly Kuvert, an assistant curator at the Dayton Museum of Natural History. She's just orange.
What I think has happened is it how some species adapt to their environment.
Yeah.
So many possums over the years have become road pizza.
Yeah.
They've adapted the color of pizza.
Ah, that is profound.
You know, I think orange is a better color for them to just sort of go and have their eyes glow before... You know, eternity.
Well, maybe they're on their way from orange to yellow so they can blend in with that stripe that goes down the middle of the road.
That's possible, too.
Anyway, hair samples from the possum have been sent for analysis in case you're sitting on the edge of your chairs there.
Yeah. Watch this space, folks.
All kinds of good stories today. Two
there
dogs went chasing after a rabbit, got stranded on an ice floe for 3 days and crossed the border into Canada.
And they picked him up as illegal aliens.
Yeah.
This is like the Inhuman Interest desk.
Local saw the dogs pursuing a rabbit near Lake Superior Shore about 3 miles north of the town of Paradise. They apparently ran onto onto the ice-choked Whitefish Bay, then drifted onto an ice floe to the Batachewa Bay, 20 miles across into Ontario. The fate of the rabbit is unknown.
That's like that. That's like that story last year. Remember the Cubans who drove north to Canada to see to show their kids snow, and then they wouldn't let them back in the country from Florida. And they were stuck up there forever.
Well, didn't they try and sneak back across on an ice floe?
A pair of pet pigs found themselves arrested for promenading down a street in Anchorage, Alaska.
No less.
Yeah, police took the police to protect and serve, folks. The police 4 hours to round up the pigs and a goat that joined them after they decided to just, you know, walk up and down the streets in Anchorage, Alaska.
Mm-hmm. A threesome.
A police officer decided to rein the trio because the owner of the pigs, Marge Lampert, had been ticketed a dozen times for failing to control her animals and hadn't paid up. So she's an equipment operator at the Elmdorf Air Force Base. Said she bought the pigs at a state fair last year, and her children named the cute and cuddly things Joseph and Piggy. Now they're grown up and they've become too hard to hold. I had hoped to confine them and let the kids in the neighborhood experience farm animals without offending anybody. Hey, kids don't experience farm animals without offending anybody. Especially in lonely places like Alaska. I'm not a real organized person, so sometimes I get more than I can handle, she said.
I can get
folks,
behind that.
Keep
like
your
that.
Pigs filed under P.
You have to create sort of a livestock priority pyramid in order to keep your life, like, you know, on the beam.
Yeah.
Hey, don't let them, you know, don't let them consort with goats.
Maybe we could hook her up, though, with the guy that wants to stamp out rudeness in New York.
Maybe we should send the guy who wants to stamp out rudeness in New York to Anchorage.
Well, maybe we should feed him to the pigs.
Oh, I like that guy.
Snubbed,
he wants to plant trees.
Snubbed teen wounds 10 with shotgun.
Yeah.
Teenager snubbed by youths playing a pickup basketball game returned in a van with a shotgun and sprayed the group with blasts.
Talk about outside moves.
Birdshot wounding 10. None of the injuries were serious, though, although one of the players was hit in the head and another in the back.
In your face.
The rest were hit in the arms and legs in their upper body. Police said that Eric Leon Keaton, age 19, in Miami, charges of attempt was charged with attempted first-degree murder and use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. The group, which included two junior varsity high school players, were playing Sunday on a court outside an elementary school when the youth, a stranger, asked to play but was told he couldn't get in the game.
Wow, better go back to crab soccer.
Well, no, they said they wouldn't let him play because they didn't think he could shoot.
Oh. Where's that vibraphone?
Save me.
Yeah.
Let's keep those minds busy.
If we don't get a vibraphone, I'm going to read another animal story.
Oh, no.
Hey, I know. I think Roscoe's at my house. We can call over there.
Oh, he's got a ball. Oops, there it goes.
Yeah.
Hello?
You there, Roscoe?
What time is it?
4:30.
Almost.
Actually, yeah, but it's 4:29.
Okay.
But we needed the assist.
Yeah.
How about it?
It didn't. I ended up a little premature.
You did? Oh, you have the 2A again?
No.
Anyway, it's Vibe Report time.
It's Vibe Report time.
According to my checklist, yeah.
Hey, what's the vibe?
I don't know. What is the vibe?
Am I supposed to do that too this week?
Yeah, I think so. I could use a break. I'm sitting in the Hound's easy chair, which is pretty happening with the foot deal here.
Mm-hmm.
Reading some book about the egg.
Yeah.
You got any animal stories?
No animal stories. I get in trouble when I start telling my animal stories.
Yeah. Yours always involves slaughtering them.
Yeah, well, and eating them too.
Yeah. Yeah, can't forget that part. Yeah. How's Ruby? Is she behaving herself? I mean, did you like put her tire up in a pillowcase and suspend her out the window?
I'm testing out some curing on Ruby.
She likes hickory.
Yeah, it's some hickory smoke.
Hickory smoke alley cat.
Hickory smoked, alley cat.
So you want me to do the vibe?
Yeah, go ahead, do the vibe.
Okay, well, look, this is the vibe, folks. This is like the worst time of the year ever. I mean, this is even worse than the holidays, right? I mean, this is like the absolute bleak, you know, the absolute nadir of, like, you know, human existence.
Den is beaming.
And, you know, my birthday happens to fall in the middle of this poo-poo, okay?
Same day as Mickey Dolan's.
Yeah, so, folks, you know, the only way... Ooh. I think he just fried himself.
My phone's got some shorts in it there, Sco.
Well,
what kind of shorts? He's gone. Call back.
All right. Well, in any case, the vibe then is this. You know, in order to get the far side of this kind of, you know, bad weather and, like, bad mental stuff that comes with it, you just got to be as nice and as kind as you can to the folks around you. So I'm going to try a broadcast first. I'm going to attempt to buy a drink for a guy in a bar over the air. Bob, would you get Wally a Wally round, please, for me and put it on my card? Thank you.
Ooh. What a guy.
That is the vibe.
I wonder if Roscoe called on this southern number here. Maybe that's him?
I don't know. Maybe it's Wally.
Oh, no, there's Roscoe. I see him. Oh, hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
The phone's got a couple of shorts in it.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, if you look at my list, which is in the kitchen, it says, buy new phone.
It doesn't say buy new shorts?
No, it says buy new phone. That part, that's not crossed off.
I'll see if they got any at the guitar shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. Well, that's it, man.
Aloha.
Oh, that's the vibe, huh? Oh, Roscoe just aloha'd us, and it's time to bomb.
Do you have the cassette handy, Mr. Hound?
No.
This is an interesting home taping project. It is killing the music industry, folks.
Home taping?
What this is about is the glories of true stereo. See if you can figure out what the hell's going on.
Oh, right. This is the Il Bruch bomb set.
Boy, have I been looking forward to this.
This will definitely throw you for a loop. Some of that Waldo sound, right? So to speak.
Thank you. feel it? Say, do you feel it when you touch me? Say, do you feel it when you touch me? There's a fire. There's a fire. Yeah, all right.
took my brain and forgot my name. The woman you were with was about the same. She took your money and left town. Look out, Joe.
Meanwhile, back in his days.
I mean, now the coffee's ready. Let's just play the rest of Tonight's the Night.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
El Bruch, Vom there.
Yeah, that's the Vom my way, folks. The sound, the coffee syrup beat.
And we heard?
What did we hear? Well, what we heard was, the right side of the gift from the Velvet Underground run through both channels, so you don't have to hear that stupid thing that Lou Reed wrote and made Cale read over it.
Waldo Jeppes had reached his limit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can just barely make out like this kind of this Welsh accent over the top, but other than that, it's just like sick, stupid guitar before it was hip. Then Iggy and his Stooges with a little dirt, and Neil Young with the Crazy Horse and Look Out Joe. Yeah.
Right.
Felt good, man.
WFMU East Orange. Well, a little early in the idea. I guess we should say it again in a few minutes. PSA time.
Oh, goody.
Consumer protection. If you are, and I know you are, the victim of unscrupulous business practices, how could you not be? Or if you have complaints about public utilities, WFMU may be able to help.
Yeah.
WFMU maintains a file containing names and numbers of consumer protection agencies, as well as the numbers of the Board of Public Utilities. When you need to register a complaint, we can give you information on how to do so. WFMU also has a file of New Jersey teleconsumer numbers offering taped information on over 100 consumer issues available by phone. If you need help, call WFMU now at 678-7743. Ask for Dave for information on the consumer protection services in your area. Also, if you have information you'd like us to include in our listings, send it to WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. This referral program is a public service of WFMU.
I've fallen and I
can't get up. Yeah.
Will somebody please call an ambulance? Hey, how about these Rolling Stones at Woody's rumors? Evidently, some people called the club and they're not denying that the Stones are playing there tonight.
Uh-oh.
I think you should go down there, folks. I think the Stones are playing Woody's tonight.
Gee.
No one's denying it over there.
If you get there early enough to get to choose the songs.
Yeah. Get there
early.
You guys
are starting with Miss Amanda Jones, and then,
So, Dan.
Yes.
The Vito and the Salutation story.
I am now the doo-wop desk.
Oh.
Fans were a tad surprised.
Excuse me, doo Italian-American.
Oh. Fans were a tad surprised when Vito and his Salutations took the stage at Town Hall the other day during the five-hour taping of The Legends of Rock and Roll. Am I keeping you guys from something? Seems one of the three Salutations got down on bended knee to sing a solo. Yeah, I was dead.
Hey, when I think of rock legends, you know, Clapton, Beck, Vito.
Yeah. His pant leg rode up, revealing a pistol strap to his ankle. We called Bernie Gertman, nice Irish boy, the music manager who is producing the home video starring the Coasters, the Platters, and the Dell Vikings, I guess surviving Coasters, and Shirley Alston Reeves of the Shirelles. Quote, not just one of them carries a gun, three of them have guns, Gertman laughed. All three are cops. The only one who isn't is Vito. I guess that's why he always appears in handcuffs.
Right. 21 gun salutation.
There it is.
Oh, we had a few other ones.
They definitely are not juvenile delinquents.
Why did I clip this out of here? Oh, there's a book on Ricky Nelson coming out.
Oh, no. But that's not that Creep Goldman again.
On May 8th, Contemporary Books publishes Ricky Nelson, Idol for a Generation. The teen star who burst to fame in the 60s as one of the TV's first child actors died in a plane crash, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, author Joel Selvin, magazine writer and pop music reviewer for the San Francisco Chronicle, has come up with rare photos and hundreds of interviews, including with friends and family, his brother David, and evidently he...
Big Jim Burton, maybe?
Yeah, probably, but... Evidently, he wasn't a happy person. He was real depressed. Says words like desperation and despair are used. Anguish are all in here.
Young emotion.
Yeah.
You see, that was my trump card for, like, if I don't have enough stuff to make it all the way through and just start playing, like, the first side of that, the Warhol-looking Ricky Nelson best of.
How about the Uruguayan death match? A police official withdrew his highly publicized challenge to a duel, saying the newspaper publisher he accused of besmirching his reputation was not a worthy opponent. Saul Claveria, deputy police chief of San Jose province in Montevideo, Uruguay, said the publisher became ineligible to duel after announcing last week he would show up at the planned confrontation, but not for a fight. He who refuses to take up arms will not fight. And his adversary would be a vulgar assassination and would lose the condition of an honorable duelist.
That's what I always say.
So, what can I tell you? And, what else?
I don't know. Where's the file at, man?
Got one from the coffee desk.
Ooh.
I am the motor scootering coffee desk. You get the same lift from a cup of coffee every morning, day after day, no matter how long you've been drinking it or how much of it you drink. I know. That shows coffee doesn't work like other addictive drugs, says Dr. Andrew Baum, professor of medical psychology at the Uniformed Services, looks like Uninformed Services, University of the Health Sciences in Bethesda, M.D. Quote, you don't have to drink more of it to feel good, end quote. Yes, you do. Usually, he says, a person has to take progressively more of a substance to get the same kick. Baum says the point is that if you have to cut back on coffee drinking for health reasons, it's good to know that a single cup can still give you that critical morning jump start.
That critical.
Coffee achiever.
Not to mention that good...
If only you could say the same about crack. Sorry.
A good BM in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, it does keep you loose.
Okay, this is WFMU East Orange.
As advertised.
The Il Bruce Hillbilly Hangover.
This is part one of a potential two-part Hillbilly Hangover, but it looks like we might go over. Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, you got through 2 hours of it in fine shape. I think we're just...
Yeah, with only one major glitch.
We're just warming up.
This is all live stuff.
Right.
So dig it, folks.
Hit it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Right now, if you don't mind, we'll slow it down, and if you'd like to
we
dance,
mind.
We'd like for you to, and if you want to give us a big hand every once in a while, we appreciate it. It makes us work harder. And I know you met Don Adams just a while ago and heard him sing some fine tunes and all the Jones Boys. So here's one of ours that we haven't did yet since we just started. This one goes like this. Forgive me if I'm pessimistic today, but I seem to feel I love slipping away. I have no special reason for feeling this way, so it must have been something I dreamed. Darling, hold me close and
chase away the ghost that tortures me so. Kiss away my doubts until my poor chance that you'll never go. Your words lack conviction, or do you suppose that I love you too much and I listen too close? I know I'm too jealous, and sometimes it shows. So it must have been something I dreamed. Darling, hold me close and chase away the ghost that tortures me so. Kiss away my doubts until my poor chance that you'll never go. This feeling's not your fault, you're sweet as can be. I have faith in you, I just lack faith in me. I have no special reason for feeling this way. So it must be something I dream.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Tex, I'm going to have to ask you to hold it down a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think this record is the first record we ever had released here in Japan. And it goes like this. I'll play second fiddle to your new love while it lasts. Just like all the others I've played for in the past. Why can't I be a leader and play a leading part? Why must I always have to play second fiddle in your heart? Play, fiddle, play. Will there never come a day when I won't have to play the part of second fiddle in your heart? All right, darling. Time you find a new love, you leave me here to cry. That teardrops tell the story of a love that just won't die. And like an early morning paper, the news part. Why must I always have to play second fiddle in your heart? Play, fiddle, play. Will there never come a day when I won't have to play the part? Second fiddle in your heart.
Here's another one of our newer ones. We promised a couple of boys that, well, they had a couple of drinks out there. And one of them said, pass the booze. So we're going to pass the booze right now, Leon. Just can't. forget one and only. So there's just one thing left to do if I intend to sleep tonight. To put the bottle on the bar and let me do it upright. Please put the bottle on the bar where I can pet it. And take my address down before I forget it. I've got a feeling someone's gonna have to take me home this time. Cause I'm gonna sit here till I get her off of my mind. My baby's gone, gone, gone. And I'm alone, so, so alone. And I've got nothing else to lose. So bartender, pass the booze. Oh, buddy. Forget it. I've got a feeling someone's gonna have to take me home this time. Cause I'm gonna sit here till I get her off of my mind. My baby's gone, gone, gone. And I'm alone, so, so alone. And I've got nothing else to lose. Just pass the booze.
And right now we'd like to ask Buddy Emmons to do one called... how about Real City Chimes? That'll be a real pretty one there. Buddy Emmons.
We call it pickup. Thank you.
Sam's place. Hey, and it starts a jumping heavy even when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's place. Yeah, cause that's where the gang all hangs around. Well, that's old Chevy Shake and Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. Oh, they're playing country music down at Sam's place. From the setting sun until the break of day. Now there's old Chevy Shake and Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. And I'll meet you tonight.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Thank you, neighbors.
Oh, that was today's Hillbilly Hangover as programmed by the birthday boy, Ilbruch. Sweet 16. And
there it is, and never been...
Never had the crabs.
Uh-huh.
Bruce has a whole bunch of cute little things he got for his birthday hanging around the studio here. The
Lovely Linda Perkins.
Got a chartreuse armband. I'm really covering.
A chartreuse armband.
Yeah, it looks like a sine wave. I'll hold it up to the microphone.
Yeah,
maybe you can appreciate
it. You can
it.
See it.
You know what it looks like is that thing in the beginning of The Outer Limits, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And,
it's you.
This, which just defies description. I mean, it's a rubberized snake with suction cups and this kind of ring. It's either a marital aid or some sort of travel toothbrush thing. I don't know. I can't quite figure it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda Perkins. I've literally been showered with, well, mostly with answering machine messages for my birthday, but it's turned out okay.
So what was all that mess?
Well, it was a bunch of like live 60s country stuff. From the back, I guess, Sam's Place from the Buckaroos in London. They made like 20,000 live records, I think one in every city. The Pickup from Conway Twitty. Rio City Chimes with George Jones's Jones Boys, with augmented by Buddy Emmons, from I guess one of the two live records he made. Pass the Booze from Ernie Tubb, Second Fiddle again from the Buckaroos, although I think that was in Tokyo, Japan. And we started it off with Something I Dreamed, George Jones and his Jones Boys at Dancetown, USA in 1961.
Mm. Ta-da. Brought to you in amazing
color.
Sound quality of that Ernest Tubb CD.
Yeah.
You can sort of hear him singing off-key and the amps buzzing.
Yeah, there's all sorts of, like, perfectly digitally reproduced line noise going on there, you know?
Yeah.
Beer signs or something.
So, what were the announcements again? We got Johnny Adams with the Sam Half of Sam and Dave,
mm-hmm.
and Wayne Bennett at the Lone Star Monday. Are any of our friends playing, like, at the...
Yeah, Kirby's playing with the Spongeheads.
Maxwell's tonight. The Devil Dogs every Monday at the Divide.
Yeah,
right?
We'll be with them a week from Monday, actually.
Week from Monday is the A-Bones.
Yeah.
When is the DeWillies with the... Is that this week?
The Jenas? I don't know. I haven't a clue.
The Jenas, yeah. The Rolling Stones at Woody's tonight. No one's denied that rumor, not even that the club Woody's, so we're going to go with it.
Yeah, there it is. Rumor control, folks. You heard it here first, I guess.
And for the guy who wants to know whether he can buy some chicken music, Ernie's Egg
Mark. He keeps looking
in back issues of Options,
I'm sure, for like, you know, the Momo, Lombada. Ah, chicken music. There it is.
Maybe in the... Farm Journal magazine?
Yeah. Spudman?
American Cockfighter, but I don't think they publish that magazine anymore.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got...
The outlaw cockfighting, only outlaws will have...
Cockfights, right. Yeah, yeah. There's a range war has broken out. The first
Here?
In years. No, in Nigeria, but still, there's not many range wars around. And, you know, you have a range war, and eventually they'll make a good movie out of it, hopefully. Mm.
Or they'll make an incredibly expensive movie that's so great.
Yeah. I don't think
I love that movie.
Yeah, it looks,
I love
it
that
looks
movie.
Great.
I shouldn't kid. That's wonderful.
A range war has erupted in northern Nigeria for the second time in 4 months, claiming 11 lives. Fulani cattle herders clashed with Hausa farmers in the Sokoto state last weekend, the newspapers in Nigeria say. The farmers accused the herdsmen of letting their cattle graze on the farmers' crops. The latest fighting followed the release from jail of two cattle herders who had been charged with killing a farmer, angered by the release of killing a farmer. This angered the herders. I don't know.
Nah.
Where's that pronunciation thing that Brian?
Range war.
I sort of messed up the news here. I got too much of it or something. Anybody else got anything? Where'd Den go?
I really like my horoscope today, but.
Well, you want like to share?
You want to just go into part two of this the Hillbilly Hangover?
The other half. Do you have the cassette handy?
Oh boy, this is great.
Well, we better clean this place up a little bit.
Yeah, folks, we got to do a little sweeping and hay baling.
This
here.
Is Il Bruce's cocaine country.
Yeah, this
hangover.
Is like the cocaine country come down, folks. So, the god awful country and western sound of the 70s. So enjoy your bad cells. I thought it was cute.
It is cute.
Well, I woke up this morning, it was drizzling rain. Around the curb come a passenger train. Heard somebody yodel and a hobo moan. Jimmy, he said he's been a long time gone. Been a long time. A long time gone. If you want to get to heaven, got a D.I.E. You gotta put on your coat and T.I.E. Wanna get the rabbit out the L.O.G. You gotta make a cold motion like a D.O.G. Now like a D.O.G. Like a D.O.G. What's the matter with me? What makes me want to love every woman I see? I was traveling when I met her, now I'm traveling again. And every woman she sees look like a place I came in. Look like a place I came in. Yeah. Place I came in. I got my name painted on. Dude, I don't have to work. I don't have to work.
Bring a drink of water, Leroy. Bring a drink of water.
No.
If I could get to the Mercy Man, he'd give me some, I know. I got a gal in Vicksburg. Bertha is her name. Wish I was tied to Bertha instead of this ball and chain. I'm going to Memphis.
That's right,
yeah.
Lord.
Dude took all my money, wouldn't let me see the cars. I owe the boss about 100 years for sleeping in his backyard. I'm going to Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis.
Yeah, I'm going to Memphis. Like a bitter weed, I'm a bad seed. But when that levee's through and I am through, let the hockey talk roll on. Come on and I'll be gone. I'm going to Memphis. Yeah, Memphis. I never been to Chicago, but it must be a mighty fine place. I couldn't get past Tennessee with Mississippi all over my face. I'm going to Memphis. Well, the freezing ground at night is my own folding bed. Poke salad is my bread and meat, and it will be till I'm dead. Well, I brought me a little water in a Mr. Prince Albert can, but the boss man caught me drinking it, and I believe he broke my hand. They all call me crazy, and Mr. Scott. My brother was killed for a deed I did, but I disremember what. Yeah. Well, another boy is down. Come on and I'll be gone. I'm going to Memphis. Yeah, Memphis.
won't find my baby now, but I guess I never will. I've been a long lost soul for a long, long time. I've been around everybody. Let me down. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I. Well, a luxury liner, 40 tons of steel. No one in this whole wide world can change the way I feel. I've been
second show. 'Cause I met this girl there that brought about quite a big change. But I OD'd in Denver and I just can't remember her name. I guess you could say that my love life was not up to par. Too many nights alone had left some permanent scars. Me, she'd love me, and I told her that I'd do the same. Then I OD'd in Denver, and I just can't remember her name. I brought it on myself, and I guess that I shouldn't complain. Doc said, son, you can't do any more of that cocaine. But I OD'd in Denver, wish I could remember her name. Now I turned to other things, trying to make my daydreams real. But they don't take the place of a woman's face and her feel. She treated me nice and I'd like to find her again. But I OD'd in Denver and I just can't remember her name. Yeah, I brought it on myself and I guess that I shouldn't complain. Be damned if I'll ever do any more of that cocaine. Well, she made me higher than all of those expensive things. But I OD'd in Denver, can't remember her name.
I just can't remember her name.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Ooh, Will Brooch on the cocaine cowboy set there.
There you go, folks. Yeah. I've broken the Waylon band as well. Oh, no, I guess only Daddy That'll Walk the Line has
you
come
did
up
break
before.
The Hank Jr. band.
Yeah, well, it had to be done.
Yeah, all my favorites today. Frank Zappa, Hank Jr.
Oh, come on, man.
They're great.
Go. Baby Ray and the Ferns is not Frank Zappa. It's the other guy. The tall one? Taller one?
Which one?
I don't know. Never mind. Yeah, folks. Well, that was it. That was like the cocaine come down thing. From the back, that was indeed Hank Williams III with O.D.'d in Denver. Graham Parsons with the Incredible Submarine Band performing Luxury Liner. Bob Dylan and a bunch of like expensive session guys with capos doing the Nashville Skyline Rag. Johnny Cash going to Memphis via Alan Lomax's house. And Waylon Jennings with a song, the title of which I forgot to write down. Oh, well.
Waymore's Blues, right?
Yeah.
Waymore's Blues.
That's it.
Yeah.
D-O-G.
Oh.
F-O-L-K-S.
One quick news story, then we'll go back to what's the next set? The
Beaners or Teabags? What do you feel like?
Beans, fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah, Pensacola, Florida, a man dressed as a woman was arrested after his underwear stuffed with allegedly stolen women's clothing fell around his ankles and tripped him, police said. after leading a store manager...
Crime doesn't pay. The humiliation alone.
...witness a police officer on a chase through a parking lot, Daryl Williams, age 23, was charged with robbery for the theft of 14 items worth $457.
Also known as Lucky.
Yeah, the manager noticed a bulge under Williams' clothing and several empty hangers in the learner's store and asked him not to leave. But Williams threw some money at the clerk.
He was going to try and give an abortion?
Shoved her out of the way and ran from the store. Cutler said she was driving through the lot when she spotted the manager and a witness chasing Williams and joined in the pursuit with her cruiser. Ooh. Williams fell when his clothing-filled drawers dropped to his ankles, but he pulled off the undies and continued running, throwing clothing from his purse as he went.
Whoa, persistent.
They finally got him with the car.
I wonder if he's having a rummage sale or anything now. I'd like to know, you know.
Mm. Well, he'll be popular. He'll be popular in a general population, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's true. He'll be a big hit. They like fancy dressers.
So, I assume...
You be the wife.
We got some Mexican rock and roll?
Well, no, like... Texas guys, I guess, and Mexicans and other people from Illinois. And, yeah.
Okay.
Just go ahead. It'll explain itself.
Well, I got a girl and she's so swell. Baby, and I love her so well. But you my sugar baby, you drive me crazy. I'll never let her go. Well, I tell her that I meet her about a quarter to three. She's always ready and I waiting for me. Cause she's my sugar baby. And rock. rock and roll, she's my sugar, my sugar baby.
What do you think? See, this is why this no smoking thing isn't going to work, folks. Because when something like this screws up and you're out having a cigarette, you're just out of luck. Yeah, there's like nothing on the home taping project. Should we just go to The Midnighters and end it? How's that?
Thank you. So baby, that's all it takes.
Say, man, how's the party, but where's my baby?
Yeah. I love you, baby, like nobody's business. I'm gonna love you like nobody can. And when I get you, I'm gonna love you. I've waited too long, and now it's your turn to say, baby, I love you. Come on, let me hear it. Baby, I need you. Come on, let me hear it. Baby, I want you. Come on, let me hear it. Baby, I need you. Hey!
The last time we
did the fight,
go to the bar. Yeah.
I love you, baby.
Yeah,
like
chopping, man.
Like nobody hey, cares. Hey. I'm gonna love you. Like nobody cares. So come on, baby. I love you, baby. Like nobody cares. I love you, baby. Like nobody cares. I want you, baby. Like nobody cares. Need you, baby, like nobody does it. So come on, baby, just me and you. Gonna have a good time. Come on now, baby, just me and you. And my thunder bed, all we need for tonight. So come on, baby, I love you, baby, like nobody does it. No, 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 nobody can do it. So come on, baby. Woo! Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's the cops.
Hey, everybody, go.
Go, 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 go.
Yep.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Thank you. That Il Bruch's somewhat ill-fated attempt at a tribute to our brown neighbors to the south.
Southwest, east, north. Yeah, okay. What we heard was I'm Gonna Love You But Like Nobody's Business from Question Mark and His Mysterians. And The Midnighters with an extra E doing Jump, Jive, and Harmonize. Then we heard a sampled fragment of She's Gotta Be Boss by the Sir Doug Quintet. Take it from me, folks. It's a great record. Good thing I went to the trouble of borrowing it, huh? Then Sam the Sham and his Pharaohs performing Juju Hand, as only they can. And we started off with actually the entire thing of Sugar Baby by Swingin' Mike Keys Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. The what would that be? Not a Mexican hangover, a Mexican, I don't know, Santa Ana's Revenge?
I would just call it the Jumpin' Bean set.
There you go.
There's still one day left of the Custom Car Show at the Nassau Coliseum. I forgot to remind you.
Yeah, Big Daddy Roth, right?
Yep, Ed Big Daddy Roth is there, along with 250 cars, trucks, bikes, hot rods, customs, and Bruce Larson's Champion race car. $9 to get in, $3 for kids aged 6 to 12, children under 6, free.
Wow, we can take Bruce for free.
There it is.
That's under 6.
I'm only 3.5 years old.
Years old, not under 6 inches.
Excuse me?
That was
in circumference?
Okay, we got a little time left for some more records.
My fingers are crossed. This is just so suspenseful, wonderful, and excellent for me because I obviously proved I don't know how to operate a tape deck. So what we're going to try and do here is like enjoy some music from across the pond, if it doesn't end up just being big hunks of dead air here and there. So, folks, play along at home. Feel free to put on your own records, you know, where the gaps show up. And take it away, Hines.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Try again. how restless you've made me. Don't know, baby, what a fool you've made out of me. Are you still to be my loving baby? Come and take a chance, I'll be waiting for a date, and when you do, you turn up late and try to play it cool. Not cool enough to make it stick. I knew it was another trick to keep me waiting, or keep me waiting.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, that certainly wraps it up.
Yeah, with songs to spare. Oh, well.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us what that was, anyway.
It was Johnny Kidd and his Pirates. The same thing I always get to play when I'm in this kind of mood. Restless from Johnny Kidd and his Pirates. Can't Stand the Pain from the Pretty Things. And Questions I Can't Answer from Hines and his Wild Boys.
Well, that's it.
That is it. But that's not it.
You did a great job. Let's hear it for today's guest, DJ Ilbruch.
Yeah, I love you.
I'm so glad it's over.
And let's thank the entire radio family. Andy, the bartender, warming up the car. Denois, who disappeared. Very quiet.
Denois on the phone, doing his Nick Hill impersonation.
Brian Redman, who's managed to blind us with the camera.
Yeah, that was big of you, Brian.
Cub
reporter.
Miss Sally, who's definitely on the case today. Thank you for the snacks.
Yeah.
Bab.
Yeah, food editor.
And we'll be back next week. We'll come back and do the same old crap. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks from today, Mr. T will be here, guest DJing. Then we got the
special brand of mayhem.
Then we got the marathon.
You know.
So remember, tonight at Woody's, WFMU East Orange.
They will have the pedal steel player with them.
Glenn Jones in for Laurie S. up next.
Just can't make a cry. What you trying to do now?